Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace, go in the Holy Spirit's power, sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to the Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave, and we would love to have you join us on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. We meet at 9284 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga. If you can't join us in person, we would love to have you join us online. You can go to our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship.com. Click on the online sermons or go to the YouTube messages and join us. Psalm 100 says, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us. We are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." This is the month in which we give thanks, and we're going to take a break from our sermon series on the armor of God and talk a little bit about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Day is right around the corner. It will be a time for families to gather together from far and near to eat together, laugh together, and play together. Thanksgiving is a time to break out the old family recipes and give thanks for God's wonderful blessings for the past year. In the United States, Thanksgiving is a four-day weekend which marks a pause in our school and college calendars. It also marks the beginning of a holiday season. Did you know that the first Thanksgiving Day was proclaimed by the Continental Congress in 1777? There were six national proclamations by presidents in the first 30 years of this nation. During the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln declared Thanksgiving as a federal holiday, quote, "a prayerful day of thanksgiving," unquote. That's what Thanksgiving is about, a prayerful day of thanksgiving, and it was scheduled for the last Thursday in November. Since then, every U.S. president has always made an official Thanksgiving proclamation on behalf of the nation. President Franklin D. Roosevelt set the date for Thanksgiving to be the fourth Thursday of November in 1939, and it was approved by Congress in 1941. Every Sunday, we as believers in Christ have Thanksgiving Day. We don't have to have a national day set apart. We can have every Sunday as a day of Thanksgiving. The psalmist said in Psalm 100, that we are to come into God's gates with thanksgiving. We are called and reminded to give thanks and praise God, for God's faithfulness endures forever. Before we turn to God's word, let us come to the Lord in a moment of prayer. Lord God Almighty, we give thanks. We give thanks for the indescribable gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray for your Holy Spirit to just fall on each person listening today. Help us to see, help us to hear, help us to know your great love. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. If you have your Bibles, grab your Bible. We're in 1 Chronicles 16, verses 7 through 36. It's kind of a long reading, but I know that God's word will not go out void. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 7. "Then on that day, David first appointed the singing of praises to the Lord by Asaph and his kindred. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of all of his wonderful works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his presence continually. Remember the wonderful works he's done, his miracles and the judgments he uttered. O offsprings of his servant Israel, children of Jacob, his chosen ones, He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant that he has proclaimed. Remember it forever. The word of the Lord that he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant that he made with Abraham, his sworn promise to Isaac, which he confirmed to Jacob as a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as your portion for an inheritance. When they were few in number, of little account, and strangers in the land, wandering from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another, he allowed no one to oppress them. He rebuked kings on their account, saying, do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. Verse 23, sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples, for great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be revered above all gods. Verse 26, for all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his place. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the people. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world is firmly established. It shall never be moved. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. And let them say among the nations, the Lord is king. Let the seas roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Say also, save us, O God, for our salvation, and gather and rescue us from the nations, and we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your presence. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Then all the people said, amen, and praise the Lord. I want to read a passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 6 or chapter 9, verses 6 through 15. The point is this: the one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. Verse 9, as it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed by sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way by your great generosity, which will produce thanksgiving to God through us. For the rendering of his ministry not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also overflows with many thanksgiving to God. Through the testing of his ministry, you glorify God by your abundance to the confession of the gospel of Christ, and by generosity in your sharing with them and with all others, while they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God that he's given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. That's the message this week. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving be to God for his indescribable gift. You know, there was a few days before Thanksgiving, a man in Florida called his son in Toronto, and he said, I hate to ruin your day, son, but I have come upon some bad news for you. Your mother and I are getting a divorce. 45 years of misery is enough. Frantic, the son called his sister in Vancouver to tell her the shocking news. I'll handle this, the sister said, and she immediately called her parents. You're not getting a divorce, she told her father. We're flying down tomorrow night so we can talk some sense into you and Mom. Don't do anything until we get there. All right, the father agreed. He hung up the phone and hollered to his wife, okay, honey, they're coming for Thanksgiving and they're paying their own way. Well, I don't know if you're paying your own way, flying to see your parents or grandparents, but this is a time for Thanksgiving, a time to celebrate. Have you noticed that people are now referring to Thanksgiving as Turkey Day? a common attitude towards Thanksgiving. And I've noticed in many of the blessings that are seen around and coming from us that they're thinking that Thanksgiving is all about us and not about God. Even Bart Simpson says, "Dear God, we paid for this stuff ourselves, so thanks for nothing." People are not mentioning God very much these days. The writer of our Old Testament lesson from Deuteronomy tried to remind the people of Israel that God was the source of their blessing. You may say to yourself, "My power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me." But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. Deuteronomy 8, 17 and 18. Governor William Bradford of Massachusetts made the first Thanksgiving proclamation 3 years after the Pilgrims settled in Plymouth. This is what he said: "Inasmuch as the Great Father has given us this year an abundant harvest of Indian corn, wheat, peas, beans, squash, and garden vegetables, and has made the forest to abound with game and the sea with fish and clams, and inasmuch as he has spared us from pestilence and disease, has granted us freedom to worship God according to the dictates of his own conscience, now I, your magistrate, do proclaim that all ye pilgrims with your wives and your little ones do gather at ye meeting house on ye hill between the hours of 9 and 12 on the daytime on Thursday, November 29th in the year of our Lord 1623, and the third year since ye pilgrims landed at Pilgrim Rock, there to listen to ye pastor and render thanksgiving to ye Almighty God for his blessings." Wow. 1623, they started giving thanks for the blessings that God bestowed on them. It is now 2023. What are you thankful for? Who are you thankful for? A pastor shared a funny story about teaching their children about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was only about 8 days away, and the teacher who teaches the Bible in their midweek children's program decided to ask her preschoolers about the upcoming holiday. She thought it would be effective to have their class playfully correct some wrong ideas about Thanksgiving. You've been listening to The Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship, and we're talking about Thanksgiving. Who are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? Why are you thankful? And we're talking about a funny story a pastor shared about a teacher in a midweek children's program, and she wanted to talk about Thanksgiving, and she said, "Now let me see, Thanksgiving, that's the day when we think about all the stuff we have and how we want more things than anybody else, and how we don't care about anybody but ourselves." And no, the children started yelling, "No." Then one little guy shouted out, "That's not Thanksgiving, teacher, that's Christmas." Wow. Have we not educated our children? When I think of Thanksgiving, I'm reminded of King David as he brought the Ark of the Covenant up to Jerusalem. Our Old Testament reading for today is a song of thanksgiving. It's a song of praise to God for all that God has given us and will give us. That's what David said. We give thanks for what God has given us and what God has given the people of Israel. Every time I read that story in 1 Chronicles, to be honest with you, I'm brought to tears. King David begins by singing, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of all of his wonderful works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Remember the wonderful works he's done, his miracles, and the judgments he uttered." And it ends with these powerful words: "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Say also, save us, O God, our salvation, and gather us and rescue us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting." Then all the people said, "Amen," and praise the Lord. Did you hear all the action verbs that we're supposed to do? Here, let me just hit them real quick. Give thanks, call, make known, sing, tell, glory, rejoice, seek, remember, give thanks, say, save us, gather and rescue us and bless the Lord. The tradition of thanksgiving was born from the realization that all good things come from God, and God deserves our gratitude. Do you consider yourself to be wealthy? We're in a season of inflation and desperate times right now, but do you consider yourself to be wealthy? Probably not. According to the website called the Global Rich List, let me give you some figures. If your annual income is $10,000, you're richer than 87% of the world's population. Let that sink in. If your annual income is $30,000, you're richer than 92% of the world's population. If your annual income is $60,000, you're richer than 99% of the world's population. Thanksgiving is thanks living. Did you know that there's a survey done in 1998 about giving? Now, that's a long time ago, 1998. The survey showed that poorer Americans give a greater percentage of their income to charity than wealthy Americans. In 1998, those who earned under $10,000 gave 5.2% of their income to charity. Those who earned $10,000 to $20,000 gave 3.3%, and those who earned $75,000 to $99,000 gave 1.6%. What an interesting contrast. You have heard me say that God does not want your money. In fact, here at The Seed, when you listen to The Seed of Faith, we never ask for your money. We are blessed by those who contribute and help to put this on the air. But God does not want your money. God wants your heart. And if God has our hearts, God will have all that we own. Stewardship is not about ownership. Stewardship is about discipleship. We should be thankful for physical and material blessings, but we should be more thankful for the spiritual blessings. Thanksgiving is thanks living. Thanksgiving is giving God praise for all that God has given to us. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. This coming Sunday will be Christ the King Sunday in the church calendar. It's the end of the year in the church calendar, and next week will begin Advent. This Sunday is called, coming up, is called Christ the King Sunday, because it's the last Sunday in the church calendar. It's the day in which we rejoice for all that God has given us in Christ Jesus, and we celebrate His kingdom, His glory, and His honor forever and ever. So this Sunday and this week, as you think about Thanksgiving, celebrate and rejoice and give thanks. Rejoice for Christ the King. Remember all that God has given you. Pause and ponder. Take a moment each day. I would encourage you to, this next week, write down each day one thing that you're thankful for and thank God for that gift. It may be a family member. It may be your job. It may be your health, your relationships. There's plenty of things that we are thankful for. And offer up all those thanks and give thanks to God. We would like to say that we need to have a heart of grace. Paul ends his encouragement to the Corinthians about sowing and reaping, giving and generosity, with these powerful words: thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Paul is so excited about what he is telling the Corinthians that he uses a word that is never used again in the New Testament. It's called indescribable. It means, it can be translated as unspeakable or indescribable. Paul is trying to put into words the gift that God has given us, and he is at a loss for words. That's a problem for Paul. The gift for God is indescribable. This gift from God is unspeakable. In the actual Greek, the personal pronoun for the gift that is used is emphatic, and it would translate this sentence as the gift of himself. So we could translate it as saying, thanks be to God for the indescribable, unspeakable gift of himself. What an unspeakable, indescribable gift that there really are no words that adequately describe what a gift we have been given by God. The gift of God, our Father, the gift of Jesus Christ, our King, the gift of the Holy Spirit, our Counselor. As we think about this grace, I'd like for us to reflect on this unspeakable, indescribable gift of God's grace that you have received and give thanks to God. We often fail to give God thanks, and we often fail just to give God thanks for all that God deserves. I'm reminded of a story that Chuck Swindoll told a man when he visited a veteran in a hospital. This is what Swindoll said. The day I arrived to visit, I saw a touching scene. The man had a young son, and during his confinement in the hospital, he had made a little wooden truck for his boy. Since the boy was not allowed to go into the ward and visit his father, an orderly had brought the gift down to the child who was waiting in front of the hospital with his mother. The father was looking out of the fifth-floor window, watching his son unwrap the gift. The little boy opened the package, and his eyes got wide when he saw the wonderful little truck. He hugged it to his chest. Meanwhile, the father was walking back and forth, waving his arms behind the window pane, trying to get his son's attention. The little boy put the truck down, reached up, and hugged the orderly and thanked him for the truck. And all the while, the frustrated father was going through these dramatic gestures, trying to say, "It's me, it's me. Son, I've made the truck for you. I gave that to you. Look up here." I could almost read his lips. Finally, the mother and the orderly turned to the boy's attention to the fifth floor window. It was then that the boy cried out, "Daddy! Oh, thank you. I miss you, Daddy. Come home, Daddy. Thank you for my truck." And the father stood in the window with tears pouring down his cheeks. I wonder, how much are we like that child? Are we aware of the power of the name of Jesus? Do we really thank God for the wealth that he has bestowed upon us? Do we stand before Christ today and crown our King with many crowns? How much are we like the little child who celebrates the gifts received, never bothering to look up and give thanks to God? You may say to yourself, "My power and my strength and my hands have produced this wealth for me," but remember that the Lord your God has given you the ability to produce this wealth. We're here today because of the unspeakable, indescribable gift of God, the gift of himself. Wow. Our so what for today? Our so what is, how do I take today's lessons and apply it to me? How do I put the story in me? How do I put myself in the story? I pray that you would turn your Thanksgiving holiday into a daily practice of thanks living. Celebrate Christ the King every day by saying what King David said, "The Lord is King." And all the people said, "Amen," and praise the Lord. That, my friends, is thanks living. And it's called Thanksgiving. It's a life of grace. The Lord is King. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we give thanks for this day, and may we always live in Thanksgiving and have a thanks-living life of grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless. God loves you, and so do I.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com, or you can send a message through the church website, theseedchristianfellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center. at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave, because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.